This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in a media briefing Monday that a number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said there might never be an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventative measures possible, testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. A U.S.-funded global internet freedom group says it has had to sharply curtail its work in a new funding dispute with the U.S. Agency for Global Media. That's the parent agency of Voice of America. Laura Cunningham, the acting chief executive of the Washington-based Open Technology Fund, has accused the agency and its leader, Michael Pack, of withholding $20 million in congressionally approved funds intended to promote internet access throughout the world, especially in such authoritarian countries as China and Iran. She said that as a result of the Open Technology Fund, the Open Technology Fund is being forced to halt 49 of its 60 internet freedom projects that assist human rights and pro-democracy advocates in about 200 countries. The Open Technology Fund is one of several government-funded global media entities, including Voice of America, that is overseen by PAC as chief executive of USAGM. He assumed control of USAGM in June after a protracted fight in Congress over his appointment by President Donald Trump. PAC has offered no immediate comment to VOA about Cunningham's letter. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. A Manhattan prosecutor trying to get President Donald Trump's tax returns told a judge Monday that he was justified in demanding them. He cited public reports of extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. Trump's lawyers last month said the grand jury subpoena for the tax returns was issued in bad faith and amounted to harassment of the president. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. seeks 8 years of the Republican president's personal and corporate tax records, but has disclosed little about what prompted him to request the records, other than part of the investigation relating to payoffs to women to keep them quiet about alleged affairs with Mr. Trump. The Supreme Court last month rejected claims by the president's lawyers that the president could not be criminally investigated while he was in office. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local IS chapter went well into Monday and lasted about 20 hours. The Defense Ministry issued a statement Monday declaring the attack at the Nangarhar prison over and said the building in which the IS fighters took positions had been cleared. Officials said 10 terrorists, that's the government's description of them, were killed during the military operation. It also took the lives of 2 members of security forces. The statement also said 10 prisoners were killed and 6 others wounded by the assailants. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates at the time it was attacked. Police said they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee, but some inmates are still missing. The attack was claimed by the Islamic State group through its media arm. It started with a car bomb blast, followed by gunmen storming the facility. Heavily armed men killed a crime journalist and his police bodyguard in the southern Mexican state of Guerrero on Sunday. About 1 a.m., gunmen entered a restaurant bar in Iguala where Pablo Morugares and his bodyguard were dining. They opened fire, police reports said. Morugares ran the online news site PM Noticias, which reports on crime and police activity. The Guerrero State Human Rights Commission condemned the murder and called for an immediate investigation to identify and capture the killers. According to Reporters Without Borders, a nonprofit organization which protects freedom of information, 3 other journalists have been killed in Mexico this year. Morugares had been placed under police protection after he and his wife escaped an assassination attempt in 2016. 10 journalists were murdered in Mexico last year. That's according to Reporters Without Borders. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.